This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Kevin Dukeshire, political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, who's been closely following the Minnesota Senate race between incumbent Republican Norm Coleman and Democratic challenger Al Franken, a race that was supposed to end on November 4th, but of course still goes on because it was a razor-thin margin apparently for Coleman after Election Day. But now some of the latest recount totals suggest that Franken might actually have a small edge with more votes still to be counted. And Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
We went through an initial kind of re-canvassing, and then there was a precinct-by-precinct recount. Where did we stand then, and how has Franken managed to catch up here?
Well, the precinct-by-precinct recount, there have been so many totals along the way here. When the race, on election morning, I think it was Senator Coleman had about a 700-vote lead over Mr. Franken. That came down to about 215 votes after the recount. I shouldn't say the recount isn't over yet. They're still doing the canvassing. What they're doing now is they're going through the challenge ballots, the ballots that both campaigns have challenged, and that's what the state canvassing board is involved with doing this week. It wrapped up its work for the day. After yesterday's effort, it appeared that Senator Coleman perhaps had anywhere from a 2-5 vote lead over Mr. Franken. And now today, with the challenges that the board decided, it looks like Mr. Franken has pulled ahead by perhaps 100 votes or so. So it's been, Senator Coleman has been ahead for much of this contest, but we know it's very close, and now it appears that Mr. Franken might have the edge.
In going over these challenged ballots, does there need to be a unanimous decision? Is it a majority vote on whether it's clear who the voter intended to pick?
It's a majority vote, but for the most case, the board has reached a unanimous consensus. I think they said it was 95%. There have been very few split decisions, such as 3-2 or 4-1, so it's been fairly unanimous.
And there are a number of ballots still to be counted. What's the number expected that still need to be looked at?
Well, the Supreme Court ruled late yesterday that there were about 1,600 absentee ballots that were unfairly rejected, that they're ordering the Secretary of State's office, along with the campaign's cooperation, to count. Now, that was something that the Franken folks had advocated for. The Coleman folks had suggested that because those ballots weren't actually counted on Election Day, that they should not be included. But the Franken campaign has won that part of the contest. So those votes will be counted. They're supposed to be counted with the cooperation of the campaigns and submitted back to the state by December 31st, so they've got some time to do that. And then also another big job that's ahead of us in the next week is about 5,000 challenge ballots that we know the fate of, that challenges that were failed. Those need to be added back into the tally figures for each side, and so we don't know exactly how those votes will come down, too. That's a matter of counting, but it's a big job. So the long and short of it is, there are all kinds of loose ends left with this thing, and there are all kinds of variables which make whatever margin that does appear, only as good as the moment when it comes up.
Kevin, when the U.S. Senate begins its new session in the first week of January, will there be a decision on this race by then? Will we have a senator sworn in on the appropriate day, or will it take a little longer, do you think?
I think officials would say there will be. I think that's looking less and less likely, and it's looking possible, if not probable, that there won't be a senator in place by then. We do expect, we have expected all along, that once a result is announced here and once the canvassing board does certify a winner, that the campaign for the losing candidate the next day would file a legal challenge in court here. And we expect that both sides would have grounds to pursue such actions, and which, of course, would delay the result of this case, indefinitely. So it seems very unlikely to me, anyway, that we're going to have a new senator in place by January 4th.
Kevin, do you get the sense that whichever side comes up short and their supporters are going to feel they got shafted here, or is the process open and transparent enough that even though they may lose a very close vote, they'll be able to accept the result?
It'll be hard to accept these results because, as I said, it's been a very, very tough race, and there's a lot of emotion connected to the seat. This was the seat that belonged to Senator Paul Wellstone before he died tragically in the plane crash 2 weeks before the 2002 election. That was the election that Senator Coleman won. So there have been a lot of Democrats in the state who have worked very hard this year to try to reclaim the seat, which they believe belonged to Senator Wellstone, and which they would like to see another Democrat fill. I think, you know, regarding the process, I think it's been very transparent. It's been very open. It's a process which people can watch either in person or online. The board itself is comprised of political figures of all stripes. I think two of the justices were appointed by a Republican governor. The Secretary of State is a Democrat. One of the judges was appointed by an independent. So I think, by and large, people feel that this board has worked very hard to do a good job and to be as open about it as possible. And I haven't heard, anyway, any particular gripes about the job the board has done.
And so we'll keep watching and probably check back in with you as well as this process moves forward yet again. Kevin, thanks so much for being with us. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Greg. Thanks much.
Kevin Dukeshire is a political reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune and has been covering this Minnesota Senate race for months, as well as the week since Election Day, as officials try to figure out who actually won that race between Coleman and Franken. Up next on Dateline Washington, we'll wrap up the program and the week with another visit from the Capitol steps, today with a holiday twist as they take aim at the level of security at America's airports and take on the Scrooges who try to take the real meaning out of the Christmas season. Stay tuned.